Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus. This is Mose to bring you the Fountain of Life daily inspiration. And this morning I thought I'd talk about faith a little bit. And where do you think we should go for, where in the Bible do we go when we think of faith? Well, most people would probably go to Hebrews 11, what they call the Hall of Faith, where a number of the prophets and patriarchs of the Old Testament were listed as people who walked by faith. And so, this morning I have a question. History is made every day, and these people once walked upon the earth, and maybe they did not realize that they were making history, but they were, and maybe they didn't realize that they will someday be written up in the Bible and as men that walk by faith. So the question is this morning, are you walking by faith, and what will history record of you? Will it record that you were a man or a woman of faith and that you walked with God? It says in the Bible that Enoch walked with God. So are you walking with God, and am I walking with God? And what difference does your life make in as future generations can look back on the history of your life? What difference does it make for the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said in Matthew 28, go you out into all the world and preach the gospel. And he's not only talking to preachers, he's talking to everyone. He says, he was talking to his disciples that day, and he said, go. And when it says disciples, it was not just the apostles, he was talking to disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we can also be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be obedient to the calling which he has left us there to go out and preach the gospel to all the world. Now, of course, we understand that I as an individual can't go to every country in the world and preach the gospel. No. He's talking to the church, and he's talking to individuals. He's saying, go, go. Go preach the gospel, whether it be in your backyard to the neighbor, or whether it be overseas. We can all be faithful witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants of us. And is that what your in future generations, if people look back and read the history about my life and about your life, what will they say? He was faithful in preaching the word of God. He was faithful, or she was faithful in reaching out to the lost, or ministering to the saints, or even as ministering to widows. And will the history books record you as being faithful? And that's my question this morning. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Moving from the author cites many examples of those who have, and reading from the Life Application Study Bible here, a side note on Hebrews chapter 10, says the author cites many examples of those who have demonstrated faith throughout history. Living by faith is far better than merely fulfilling rules, rituals, and rules. This can challenge us to grow in faith and live in obedience to God. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his Christ, having a high priest over the house of God, Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. So, what is it like to walk by faith? To walk by faith, we simply put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we walk with him. And, you know, I like to, when I pray, and when I commit something to the Lord Jesus Christ, and, you know, I want to trust him. You know, it's not just a matter of words saying I commit myself to the Lord Jesus Christ or I give my heart to the Lord Jesus, but it's a matter of walking it out. And if we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will continue. And, you know, it's like I told a brother here recently. He was he walks by he has faith, but sometimes he forgets about this and tries to work it out in his own strength. And that happens to all of us, doesn't it? We put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, but then when something doesn't go right, we blame ourselves. But no, what we should do, instead of blaming ourselves, we should think back and be like, well, I've committed this to the Lord Jesus Christ. So something is, Jesus is allowing this to happen for a reason. And I can still keep my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because I have committed to him. And whatever the outcome is, we trust that it's God's will. And we don't have to take that responsibility on ourselves anymore because it's Jesus' responsibility. It's not our, yes, we have to do our part, but what I'm saying is Jesus gives the ability to walk in that faith and to continue in that faith. We don't have to take it up again. Like a weight upon our back, a bag full of weight on our back. But we just cast them at the feet of Jesus. And if we're walking by faith, we will continue to cast our burdens at the feet of Jesus. We won't just keep taking them up again. After we've cast them down at the feet of Jesus, and we're done praying, and then we take up that bag again. No, we don't have to do that. We cast those burdens at the feet of Jesus, and he will carry them for us. And we don't have to worry about the outcome anymore. We trust him for it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord Jesus. And we don't have to take that back up again and carry those burdens. We allow Jesus to carry them. And when things don't go as we expect, after we've cast our burdens at the feet of Jesus, things may take a different turn. And we, just like I had a stroke here, and I could have said, well, you know, I guess Jesus doesn't love me anymore because he's allowed this calamity to come into my life. No, just again, realize that Jesus loves us, and that he has a reason for this. So we can continue to have our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, even today, I am walking as a cripple because of the stroke that happened in July, and I don't have use of my hand, in my left hand yet. I do walk with a cane, and I can get around, but So God has been good to me and allowed me to regain some of my mobility, but I don't have it all back yet. Please pray for me that I might continue to get mobility back and that I might be able to walk again normally and be able to work with my hand. So this morning I would just like to encourage you to walk by faith and not by sight, because yes, things do come into our lives, but it's all, if we have our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, those things that come into our lives are to sharpen us and to strengthen our faith, not to tear us down. God knows all about it, and he allows these things to come because he loves us. So God bless you, and you have a great and awesome and wonderful day, and we trust that you will continue to walk with him. And if you'd like to, feel free to give me a call, 717-656-9577. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.